time of the gentleman has expired. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from Wisconsin, Mr. Duffy, chairman of the Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee.
Good morning, Mr. Stumpf. I want to tell you, I'm a 20-year customer of Wells Fargo. I actually started at Norwest.
Oh, thank you.
My wife was with Wells Fargo. We got married, and it made it easy to join our accounts. I've had a pretty good experience with your bank. That's why I've been there for 20 years. The people I've dealt with have treated me incredibly well, and that's why I'm there. But what I'm hearing today is incredibly disturbing. And so I just want to make sure you and I are on the same page. How do you classify what Wells Fargo did with this potentially 2 million account holders?
Well, the 2 million account holders were accounts was about the PwC looked at 93 million accounts. The 2 million are
I'm sorry. Was this fraud? Was this just an HR problem? Was this theft? How do you see this?
Yeah, the 2 million accounts could not be ruled out.
I'm asking about, well, how do you classify when you took $22 to $25 from whatever the number is? Maybe it's 1 million, maybe it's 2 million. How do you classify that?
Well, I think it was dishonest. It broke our code of ethics, and the people who are responsible.
Was it theft?
Pardon me.
Was it theft? Did you steal?
Our people did not do what was right.
That's not my question. Did you steal? I want to know if you and I are on the same page. Did Wells Fargo employees steal from 1 million to 2 million of their customers? Yes or no?
In some cases, they did.
They did?
Yes.
And so as Wells Fargo, back to 2011, is stealing from their customers, and by the way, banking is based on trust.
Correct.
Right? So I don't care if it's 10% or 1% or 0.5% of the people that you do business with. If you're stealing from them, in 2011, 1,000 people are fired for stealing. And what do? You don't fix the problem. And 1,000 people are fired in 2012, and you don't fix the problem. And in 2013, 1,200 people are fired, and we still have a problem. And you're stealing from people. Listen, I guarantee you that any bank in my community, if they were stealing from someone at the lower level, fired and fixed the problem on day one.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. In fact,
Trying to do? We're 5 years on.
Well, let me just say something about, as we understood this problem, we didn't, when somebody would open an unauthorized account, a savings account or a checking account, it was not until, and when an account gets opened and not funded, it's really important, please. When it gets opened and not funded, it gets auto-closed. We didn't believe, as we looked at that, until sometime in 2015, that there could be the possibility of a zero account that could affect a customer.
You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
No, that is absolutely our analysis.
You told us earlier the board members, you were not saying that you knew, but board members knew in 2011. They were looking at this. And if they're looking at 1,000 people fired, that they don't know why they're being fired. That they don't look in to say, what were these people doing that caused them to be canned? And they just pull the curtain back a little bit and they go, man, whether you want to call it defrauding our customers or stealing from our customers, Wells Fargo has a big problem. So that you tell me that it took 1 year, 2 year, 3 year to 2015, I don't buy it. What I think is Wells Fargo was making a lot of money off what you were doing. I think that you were hoping that you wouldn't get caught. And so it's a risk of doing business. You know what? We're willing to fire a few people so I can come in here and go, weren't we great? We fired a couple of people. We were trying to make it right. But we kept the practice in play because we were making big profits. Did you win the practice? Is this over?
And yet we're stopping all of our sales goals. Well, let me just get
how did you stop it? How could you stop it now, but not in 2011 or 2012 or 2013 or 2014 or 2015?
We should have done more earlier. But it's really important I make this point, please. The $2.6 million of fees that were on accounts, that these 2 million accounts that we could not rule out, it cost us $10 million to open those accounts and close them. Forget even the cost of the team member and the dismissal. This is a loser for us. It only helps when customers use products.
Oh, it's a loser for you. I guarantee you that.
It only helps when customers. I'd rather have a customer have two products they use than four they don't. There's totally aligned with customers.
The concern that we have, Mr. Stumpf, and I told you, I like Wells Fargo. I've been there 20 years, that you were turning a blind eye to your customers who were being stolen from, people who couldn't afford $22, people who couldn't afford $25, and that you didn't fix that problem in an institution that is based on trust with your customer, that you didn't take this seriously, that you didn't remedy it, that it has taken this long. Shame on Wells Fargo. And I didn't get to my question, but I'd hopefully at one point hear you testify to how many CFPB employees were embedded at Wells Fargo. The watchdog.
Time of the gentleman has expired. The